Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 108. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy. It's frickin' warm outside, but nice in here, Orvis.
That's true.
Welcome to Bleed Geek.
Yeah. I was concerned that I wasn't on the right episode number, but I was right.
No, you were right.
Welcome. It's Thursday night.
Thursday evening.
Coming to you live from Roseville.
Roseville, Minnesota.
Did we get attacked?
I don't know.
Or were the pyrotechnics?
You know, they always
pyrotechnics?
We'll go with pyrotechnics. They always do something,
maybe,
you know?
Aaron Hernandez is killing people.
It is June 20th. It's a little later than normal, but we had the movie podcast tonight, so.
Fowler can't get his stuff together on a regular basis, so.
It happens. But we're here.
Says Mark and we start over.
It's a true story.
Anywho.
But we're here.
We're here.
And it is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
And it's still 8 something.
It's 8, that's true.
And so that's all we can promise
you. So we're
good
to go. So, should we just kick it?
Should we, as the Beastie Boys would say.
So last week was Overkill, so this week will be Underkill. I feel there wasn't a ton of crazy news. Do you think there was a ton of crazy news?
Yes.
Is that okay? Well, maybe there was. Maybe I'm out of the loop.
You are out of the loop.
So we'll start with some of today's news that we knew was sort of coming. Instagram has video. How do you feel about it?
Lame.
Lame sauce?
Lame. I'm not a fan.
An official lame stamp from Randy?
Yes. I tested...
Because you like Instagram for what it is.
Yes.
It's simple and clean right now.
And that's why I installed Vine, but I don't use it. I don't check it just because I don't care about videos.
There's a lot more commitment involved in watching all those videos.
I just want to be able to scroll through, see people's pictures, and move on.
Maybe it's waterfall.
Move on.
Who knows?
So, I am not thrilled.
You know, going into it, I really thought the whole time that I was going to hate it. And I was like, why are they doing this? And I really didn't change my mind. Well, A, because I hate change, first of all, as it's been well documented in the last 108 episodes. And I do think it's going to kill... I don't know. Aside from your feelings of it, how do you think this is affecting Vine?
Not at all.
You don't think so?
No, because there's not a lot of people that are on Vine.
Well, right. But don't you think this will take the people that are there since they already check Instagram and now they only have to check one place? They can do all their videos there? I mean, it's essentially the same service. You get 15 seconds instead of just 6. You get filters.
There's going to be so many more gay videos.
Filters.
I hate you.
You could take your beer right now, do a video of it, and then make it look like this was 1972, and you just shot it on your Super 8. And on top of that, you could have a tripod for pretend because you could stabilize it with their cinema stabilization.
Thanks, Mike. Newsflash, I don't care.
And you could delete segments if you make a bad segment because you're drunk, so you've drank too much 1972 beer. Mike, it wasn't really from 1972. That was just a filter effect.
I like some of the stuff people have done on Vine with, like, stop motion.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. But I just don't care enough. Just don't care enough.
I think it'll
Instagram is no longer Insta. It's just a gram. It's just a gram.
Semi-Insta.
It's not Insta. It's not Jimmy John's gram.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem, too, was that... I liked Instagram exactly for what it was. That's what I sold people on when they're like, why would I need Instagram? I'm on Facebook. Because Facebook is too noisy.
Yes.
And Instagram is nice. Was nice.
I guess, have you seen the update or played with it?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have an option to play the video? Or does it, as soon as you see it, it plays?
There's a setting to turn off autoplay.
Okay. See, that's the problem I have. And there's a setting for it in Vine also. But that's the problem I have with Vine is as soon as you scroll past it, it starts playing. It's like, I just don't care.
It makes what that noise. That's not like when you're scrolling. Because it starts to make noise. Then you're scrolling.
Because you've just passed a goat video.
Yeah. It happens. Stuff gets crazy.
It's true.
But yeah. And did you watch the keynote at all?
No.
I feel like, first of all, Kevin Systrom. Is that how you say his last name, you think? I don't care. That's how I say it. Look out. not the best presenter ever, first of all. I mean, you could definitely tell he was nervous, or it was rehearsed, or...
Was it his first rodeo?
It may have been. I don't know that Instagram's ever done anything before.
Because I don't know if they have either.
And it was at the Facebook campus, because they're on my Facebook, obviously.
Was the Zuck there?
Yep, he introduced him. And it just seemed like, I'm not going to say it was very Apple-esque, because I feel like that's just how tech keynotes or introductions are now, is like, he was trying to sell it, right? He's like, we started out with Instagram, blah, 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 and we wanted to make this beautiful product. And this is all our hard work is right here, and we just think it's awesome. We're here to show you the new Instagram. Like, I could do it, right? You were convinced right there. You're going to buy whatever I was selling.
Pretty much.
Here's the Kool-Aid. It just seemed very Jobs-esque, you know? Like, and I don't know if they planned it intentionally like that, or if that's just how people expect tech presentations to be these days.
I think that's what they kind of expect right now.
Nice bike. But that's how it felt, and it was weird for me. And
that's an acceptable answer.
It was short and sweet. I don't know, 15 seconds seems like a lot. I'm so used to these 6-second clips now that I want to stop watching when my mind knows 6 seconds and it just stops watching. I'm like, oh wait, there's more.
Is that what it's like for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it is. I start scrolling. I'm like, wait, that wasn't done.
F out of here.
Oh, there's more. There's another 9 seconds to go. That's a times and a half. That's 2.5 times as a Vine.
It's true.
Whoa, 250%. Anyway.
You'll be fine.
I'll be all right. I don't know. We'll see what happens, if I hate it or not. I think today there's a ton of video because it's new.
Well, it's just like Vine. We'll see how it plays out. What was it like when Vine came out?
Well, there's still a lot of Vines.
No, but I'm just saying, what was it like when it first came out?
Oh, desks, you mean? Desk shots. Yeah. But it's like, what do you do with it? 6 seconds is an adequate time to show a desk. 15? That's way too much.
I guess I'll have to check it out later.
You'll have to check it out later. So, that was that. And Samsung did some... It's not on here. Samsung got a little crazy today. They had an event this afternoon.
Oh, that explains... I didn't catch what it was, but that explains why I heard their name.
So, they announced a full-fledged micro three-quarters camera. Is that what you call it, or do they call it a three-fourths?
No, I think it's three-quarters. Well, I don't know.
The same thing, Mike.
0.75.
With a full smartphone, not a phone, but a running Android. And they call it the NX, Samsung NX. I don't know, because they're the best namers ever. yeah, so it's a camera. You could shoot right to Instagram. And so, if that's what you're all about. And then they're calling it the Samsung Galaxy Zoom, I believe, and it's a phone, but it's like a point and shoot. Like, it's got a giant thing on it, but it's a phone. But it's got a...
That's weird. Does it look weird?
It looks stupid. But it's got a... I mean, honestly, you have an HTC One S, right?
Correct.
Your camera's pretty good.
Yes, I would consider it very good.
Now you have a Canon S100 or 110?
95. Yep.
S95?
S95.
Okay, so do you think... I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of a better quality with that, right?
Oh, for sure.
But...
The light, yeah. I mean, continue, sorry.
But, I mean, do you think... But obviously, you don't carry that around with you everywhere.
I carry it... If I'm going anywhere, I bring it with.
Right. So
still.
Where you think, like, but you don't bring it to work every day.
Oh, correct. No. No, I use my phone camera more than I use my digital camera. But if I go, like, camping or anything like that, I bring the Canon around with me.
But, I mean, I don't know. It seems crazy to me that I don't need that in my phone. Phones take pictures well enough already. If I really need that big a one, I wouldn't want to carry that around all the time.
Right.
You should find a picture of it. It looks crazy as shit. They announced some new laptops. Everyone's going crazy for their... I don't have any idea what the name is because it's like an S9 Slim X V7 with a little bit of barbecue sauce on it. That's what the name is, I'm pretty sure. But, so they have a new laptop. What, the phone?
Yeah.
Is it called the Zoom?
Oh, I just hit the wrong button.
He doesn't know how to work Chrome. Don't worry about it.
It's my first rodeo.
I don't know. They announced a lot of crazy stuff. They announced their Mini, which everyone, the Samsung S4 Mini, which everyone knew was coming. The S4 is like in 5 colors now, if you're into that sort of thing. You want to brighten up your life. Do you find both of them?
Yeah.
I don't know what else they announced. The Samsung, they probably announced some washers and dryers too. I don't know.
That seemed crazy, right?
It looks like a camera with a...
with a phone. But large. it really is a phone, that one. The other one I don't think is a phone. It just runs Android, the big camera. But whatever.
That's different.
So that was what Samsung was all about today. Craziness as usual.
Indeed.
That's what they do. So, Microsoft, we talked about a little bit last week from E3. When we talked about E3, you may recall them from such great hits as Halo and Halo 2, Combat Evolved. The first one was called Combat Evolved, but neither here nor there. Obviously, if you're on the internet, you may have or may have not heard that there was some backlash last week for them.
Say what?
Well, they decided that they would follow the outcries of... their consumer patrons, and change their stance on online checks and DRM.
Yep. Xbox 180.
180. It's super funny, though, because everyone keeps writing X-Bone, and that's funny to me.
Did you see...
because it's the Xbox One.
Right.
X-Bone. That's funny. Although I did like all the 180 references I saw everywhere last night and today, because they're doing a one. You get it? Because it was the 360, and then they just don't know how to name things. What? Xbox Infinity?
No, there was. I thought the website was Xbox Done, like D1.
Yeah.
Shelby had sent it to me, and it sent. It was like when they. When they just announced all the crap at E3, somebody had purchased a domain, and it just forwarded straight to Amazon's website to the PS4 presale.
That's funny.
It's like, well played, whomever purchased that domain.
That's funny. But perhaps maybe they should have stuck to their guns here. I don't know. I don't necessarily think everything they were doing was horrible.
No, either do I.
And it was kind of forward-thinking, really. I mean, people thought they were crazy when they put a hard drive in the original Xbox, right? And look at when Apple got rid of floppy disks and went to CD drives. They were a little ahead of the curve, but in the end, it worked out for them. And now they're getting rid of disk drives altogether, and there was less backlash, but there's still some. But
no,
it's taking away from the super fast switching between games, because you can't download games anymore, because... it was kind of like buying a movie with a digital copy. When you bought a game, you were getting... it was saving to your hard drive via whatever, the cloud.
Right.
But that's going away because they can't...
in the end, I think the boat that they missed to describe it all is they should have just compared it to Steam right away. Like, that's how Steam works on my computer, is you buy your games online, and they're actually cheaper than buying the actual...
they're not producing anything anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, if my account gets banned, I loot. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I mean, I don't love Steam, but it works very well.
Yeah. And so they're taking away also the family option for Xbox Gold, where you could have multiple accounts and sharing things. So that's out.
Interesting.
And then
So yeah. Does each profile then have to have?
Well, I don't know. You could have separate accounts on the same Xbox Gold membership, but now you'll have to get your own if you want to save separate achievements, I guess, what it'll be. So it's taking away some of the cool stuff, but it's giving the consumers what they want, and again, getting them backlash for now going back on their word.
Indian givers.
Well, I was going to say reneg. So that's a real word, right? So now that we've just lost two audiences.
oh, man.
So Microsoft, yeah. They're having a fun time with everything. And again, yeah. Go them. So what else? Anything else about the Xbox?
Nope.
They're crazy. But Microsoft decided to release finally Office for the iPhone only, not the iPad yet.
But baby steps.
But you still have to have, it's free, but you have to have, is it 365, Office 365?
Yep. Or 365.
Whatever their cloud stuff is called. You have to be a subscriber of that to be able to use it, so.
Not all bad.
Not all bad. I don't know. People are like, why would they do that? They're just going to sell them even less Surfaces than they're already selling. But maybe they saw that the Surface didn't do as well, and that's why they decided to push it out.
Because, sure.
Yeah, I don't know. And in other cloud news, Adobe finally released its Creative Cloud content, and it has already been hacked, apparently. Did you see that?
That's awesome.
It came out like 2 days ago, and then like, the next day, it was like, oh, look, it's been hacked already.
Is anybody surprised, though?
No. So, it's like we talked about it before, but it's $50 a month for the entire suite with a year subscription. Otherwise, I think it's either $75 or $100 a month without the year commitment. And you can buy single things for $10, or if you're a current customer and you can prove that you have a valid ID, not that you have a pirated version. I'd look to see what the requirements were to get the discounted rate. It's like if you have CS6, you get it for $30 instead of $50.
Oh, nice. That's
if you've legitimately bought it,
right?
Of course.
No, that's cool of them, though.
Yeah, and then there's some if you have like anything back to CS3, you could get $10 off a month instead of $20. But and then there's some weird solo stuff. Yeah, but it's their move to the cloud, which I think, in the end, is probably best for everyone. Although the fact that it's already been hacked, like you said, doesn't surprise us. But really, Adobe, if this is where you're going, you should probably like future-proof it a little. I don't know.
I don't think there's a good way to, though. You know, it was just like Microsoft with Windows 7 when they had changed a bunch of ways how activation happens. And it was, I mean, it was longer. It was a little bit longer that it took, but it was like 3 weeks. And yeah, they had working ways around it for
some
activation.
People got a lot of time on their hands.
So, exactly.
Yahoo and Tumblr are now one, officially. They closed on it this morning.
You want to know what I'm frustrated with?
Tumblr being owned by Yahoo or ads?
None of that. I get burnt out with how quick something, it's like forest fires, you know, it's like a big strong wind comes through and people are like, oh my gosh, but now you don't really hear anything about it anymore.
Like you mean when they said they were going to buy it and everyone's like, I'm going to WordPress, screw you. And then now it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like, who cares? And it was just like when the Xbox came out, you know, it's like,
when they announced
it. But even then, it like died down before Microsoft did that announcement.
Right.
And it's like people were freaking out about the Kinect being online all the time and now you don't hear crap about that either. Boo freaking who, people.
And, you know, like a week ago, they're all like, they're looking at all our data online. The government sees everything. Now it's like, whatever.
No, and they're still like that.
Oh, yeah, because now the drones.
Yeah.
Drones are watching. but, yeah, so they closed their lots of dollar deal. $1.1 billion or something?
Yep. Is that crazy?
1.1 billion?
Yeah.
Well, you don't think Tumblr's worth that?
No, I think it's worth more.
Who would have paid him for it?
Google.
I don't think they're in that game.
No, they're not. Facebook. They're not. All I think Facebook would have done was just to
take him out as competitors.
Forward Tumblr to Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, they're really...
They're
Tumblr and Facebook at this point, I think, are the closest of all.
Well, but even still, Google, they're so far Google apart. Plus,
but I don't really. But I think Facebook is becoming more like Tumblr every day.
And now, oh, big time.
And now while we're talking about Facebook, now they have pictures in their comments. Now you're going to see memes everywhere in there, too. And I don't know if GIFs work or not, but they're going to come.
Did you see that hashtags are working now, too?
And hashtags are working now, so now they're going after Twitter. Well, they double went after Twitter because first the hashtags and now the Vine thing. Via Instagram. They really are going after Twitter, though. It's funny, I saw... Well, it's really smart, honestly. Well, it's smart that they did it, but stupid that they didn't do it sooner, the hashtag thing. But at the same time, it's weird because, like, so there's so many privacy levels in Facebook where Twitter's like, you're either public or you're not, right? You're either sharing with everybody or you're sharing with nobody. Well, by nobody, I mean your followers. You know what I mean?
It's
so easily searchable. But how do hashtags work on Facebook? Like,
I don't know. I'm just testing. I just made a post.
You just looked right now? Oh, nice. Because, you know, like, what are you going to be able to see? Like, most people have everything set to private, right?
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of people that don't know anything about privacy settings at all.
Well, I will tell you what you see. You see everybody who has theirs set to public.
So you just see everything that's ever been commented. So, like,
yep.
Let's say we're watching Game of Thrones.
So I did. Oh, Game of Thrones is that?
And the Red Wedding just happened, and I was like, oh, spoilers galore.
Yeah. See here, I just searched for. Oh, I typed in. I just clicked on my hashtags one, and it's anybody who typed hashtags. Hashtags, so confused. So, let's follow this one. So confused in life. One person. All right, let's go back.
She's so confused, that's why she doesn't have any privacy settings.
No more complaining, bitches. I'm the only person.
Just you. But just think of, like, every TV show that has a hashtag on it that Facebook just hijacked from Twitter because it works.
I'm not the only person that said suck it haters to, and it's funny because almost all of them are, there's five of them, and it's all about Facebook and
hashtags.
Yeah, hashtags.
Because it's a hashtag. I get it.
Wonder how many people hashtag bleed geek. Just me.
Just you. But so it's very smart of them to do, but it's a lot more complicated, I think, for them. Because, like I said, Twitter's just it's like a megaphone, right? That's how we hear it analogized a lot. Is that, I don't know. Sometimes I just say words.
Maybe I need to make a post on how people should.
Hashtag? Or make privacy settings?
Change privacy settings. I had to show my mom. You know, it's something that people should do.
I was just talking to someone else about it the other day, and I was like, I could show you how to set that so person A and B don't see it if you don't want them to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to eliminate any audience you would like to, but their settings are convoluted though at the same time. Like, they hide them. It's not hidden, but you know, like,
they're not. No, I wouldn't even say they're hidden either.
They've made it better,
but it's, you have to know what you're doing though, right? You know.
Yeah. And then, do you think that Instagram was always working on video, or do you think it was specifically a hit on Vine?
Vine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Although it seems like a lot of, probably knew it was coming for a while.
I think they knew it was the next logical step because of Vine.
But they wanted to make sure, like, it was simple and beautiful.
And they wanted
and
to make sure they wanted to make sure they had filters.
They want to make sure that not only are you going to take that picture of your Java, but you're going to take a video of them making your Java.
That's
funny because example video was coffee making. So it's humorous, you know. Now you're going to see videos of everybody's lunches. Anyway, hashtags are, I don't even know. That's not even on our list. I don't even know how we got where we are right now. That happened. Facebook, is going after Twitter. I think that's what's happening. Tumblr. So Facebook is becoming Tumblr.
Oh.
What? Did you hashtag something else?
No. I forgot that I had to do updates. See what happens.
So yeah, Yahoo, Tumblr, they're together. Apple TV updated yesterday pretty awesomely. Well, some people think it's awesome, some people don't care.
You think it's awesome?
I think it's awesome. But it got HBO Go, ESPN. Wow. ESPN Now? Oh, it's called Watch ESPN, I think. And then three other channels that I don't care about. But maybe you do.
Like the Food Network. I don't know
what they are. No, it was like, one's a concert one, but I think you have to have a subscription.
MTV.
No. One was a news one, and one was something else.
Channel One News?
So, no. You have HBO Go on your Apple TV now, which you could AirPlay before, but it's pretty awesome. Although it's funny. So, like right now, Charter doesn't allow their subscribers to get HBO on the Apple TV. Even though you can get it on the Roku with Charter, but not on the Apple TV. And Dish customers can't get ESPN on the Apple TV, but they can get it other places. There's so many weird legal contracts and red tape and whatchamahabits that it's just hard.
It is.
So, but it's an awesome update, adding more content. And maybe slowly that's just how they're going to roll out things, you know? Maybe they'll just have an Apple TV. I don't know. I don't know.
He doesn't know, guys.
I do know that Apple's getting a ton of money for some iPads from an LA, which turns out to be the second largest school district in the country.
True story?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's pretty cool.
$30 million contract, I guess, they just got from the LA school district for iPads with the iWork suite and iLife set up, and then they have some sort of something going on, like textbook suite. I don't know what company, McGraw-Hill. I just made that up. That's a real textbook company, but, you know, their education connection portal they got set up. So it's a lot of money, though, from one school district, right?
That is a lot of money.
Second biggest school district in the country.
That,
what do you think the first is? New York? New York, New York?
That makes sense.
New York, New York. I don't think people go to public schools in New York.
No?
They probably do. I think there's I think there's a lot of private schools. In the Bronx?
Yep.
Apparently by 2030, Miami's going to be in the ocean. Did you read that?
I did.
That really doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it's kind of funny.
I say sayonara.
I mean, it's not funny, but I guess maybe start trying to sell your house now. Apple. And the ebook case is finally finishing up today. They're doing the closing arguments earlier. I don't know what's going to happen, but Barnes & Noble laid down some smack for them today, which seems weird because you think they'd be pretty direct competitors. But they basically said, we were already in negotiation with all these people before Apple got involved. So maybe Apple won't be charged anyway. And then, although there's a lot of speculation that if they don't get charged, it's bad news for content creators around the world. But maybe it's like the forest fire, right? After this, we'll never hear about it again.
It's a true story.
Just like Carrier IQ.
Good one.
Right? You don't even know what that is? Well, you do, but you know.
Right. Everybody else is like, what's that? Come on, guys.
Talked about it like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Go look it up on one of our old podcasts.
Everything was being tracked. Who cares, I guess.
Not a year and a half. But whatever.
A long time. It's like a year ago.
6 months ago.
No, I bet it was a year now.
9 months.
A year.
10 months. Final offer.
So, Dig. Dig Reader's coming. There's a lot of stories today about it.
Are you freaking out?
Well, I've been waiting and watching for an email because they said the people that took part of the survey were going to get before. It's going to be launched to everyone on the 26th. But starting today, they're slowly going to start rolling it out to friends and family. And then and then people that did the survey, which I did twice. So, where's my email, guys?
Should I go check my using Feedly?
I gotta go check my Gmail real quick. I go back and forth.
You haven't been.
No, I do sometimes. And then it scared me the other day because it wanted me to import everything because they're doing their own thing now. Oh, promotion, one new email. Whims. Fuck you. Wasn't there yet. Come on, Dig. So, yeah. So, anyway, Dig's launching it. There's no search yet. Gonna be freemium, which we already knew. Feedly did.
Yay, Feedly. They
separated. They cut the cord. Well, yep. You can still don't have to cut the cord, but you only have a couple more days. So we only till July 1st, which is 8, 9, 10 days from now, 11 days. You just go look for the countdown. So
10 days, 1 hour, 54 minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, we're getting down there. We're getting down to the wire.
Yeah, you really need to figure out something, Mike. So,
no, I'm going to import Feedly because Feedly launched their API. Now they're on Ift. They just launched their Ift channel today.
Wait, why would you use Feedly for Ift? Because why would you use Ift for Feedly? Why wouldn't you just follow the reader? Randy, because I want to set up tracking for certain sites.
Well, no, like if I want to send things, everything I start goes to Bitly.
Why? Do you actually have it go to Bitly?
Sometimes I do.
Why?
Then I can save things that are in common in one thing where it has all the links. Don't mind what I'm doing.
You have to show me. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
And so, yeah, so they launched their API. Reader hasn't hooked up yet, so I'm waiting on that. Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R.
I get you.
Which is my favorite client that I use. That's not Google Reader. But, yeah, so they're setting up shop. And I was checking. I think they said you can have up to 1,000 start items that'll drag through.
1,000.
Which I was under, so I was all right. I was worried that it wasn't going to be.
Wow.
But
1,000's a lot, though.
Well, because how long I've been using it.
Right, but even 1,000 is still a lot, though.
Although, Dig, I read it in the Dig thing, and I don't know how it affects Feedly. And it must be the same, but your tags will not carry over when you export your data. And that's just the way Google Reader is set up. They're not exporting tags. So if you have a lot of things tagged in this crazy hierarchy, you're screwed. You might as well just stop RSS, which stands for Really Simple Syndication. I found out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read it today or yesterday. So I thought that was interesting.
Noted. Thank you.
But, yeah, so Dig. I'm excited for Dig. And I will switch to... Well, I mean, I did spend like 3 days just using Feedly and staying away from Google Reader. And it's nice because you don't have to have an extension now. I think you can use just their web. I think they're just web.
Yep.
So that's the other thing I didn't like. So that'll help.
Oh, that you didn't like before. I was like, why wouldn't you like that? That's really nice right now.
Yeah.
I get you.
So there's that. So go Feedly and go Dig. I'm waiting for my email. Best Buy is recalling some MacBook batteries, MacBook Pro batteries that they replaced.
That they replaced?
Yeah.
Were they non-OEM?
Right. They're their own. Some.
What were you guys doing?
So, and apparently they're catching fire. So, if you've had a battery replaced at Best Buy, go tell them they owe you some money or something. I don't know.
Or wait for it to burn.
And or then wait for your house to start on fire. I would suggest the first one, not the second.
And if it does catch on fire, don't tell them that we said to wait. Disclaimer.
So where we have something
Bleed Geek cannot be Bleed Geek cannot be held responsible for
any damage. And speaking of Best Buy, Microsoft is building Best Buy stores in Best Buy, which Samsung just did recently. Apple's done forever. And it seems like really silly timing since Best Buy just seems to have
keep more and more problems.
But hey, do what you want. I'm sure you sell a ton of Surfaces there. And in Superman, everybody uses Windows phones, so whatever. Matt, it was super funny because Matt, I was like, when we left, I was like, you tell me what kind of phones they all had. He's like, what? I didn't even notice. So I was like, oh. Nobody, they all use it. And I thought maybe it'd just be the one because they just showed one person using it. Lois Lane, Intrepid Reporter. Clearly doesn't use a Windows phone. But then there's other people.
It bugged you that bad, huh?
Because, like, really, like, five people in the world don't even have Windows phones, let alone five people in the same city. Mm. It was just very blatant product placement. As was Sears. They had a big Sears building in the back for quite a long time.
Shelby was excited about that because Sears is blown up.
Oh, she doesn't like them?
No. It's one of her worst clients.
Oh. Well, there you go. But those were the big, like, I don't know why I always notice product placement heavy, but it's heavy.
Do you notice product placement in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I have before. No. Because what they did TGI Fridays.
Not beer.
Oh, what kind?
Coors.
Yeah, yep. That's what. Oh, because.
In almost every episode, there is somewhere where there's Coors. Like.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was one of the first things that I had noticed. It's like, clearly a sponsor here. And it's not like, some of it's not like overly blatant. You know, it's just one of those things that I was just like, oh, that's kind of clever.
But anyways. But phones are different. Like, you can pick up a phone without using it. Like, in How I Met Your Mother, the iPhone is very blatantly used, like, continuously.
Like, their hand is placed so you can see the Apple logo?
Yeah, or, like, something like that. Like, that's how it was with the Windows phone. Like, she's, like, you could see her scrolling the live time. Like, I was like.
It's like you're watching a little commercial for
it. I was like, is this a break? Can I run to the bathroom quick? No.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's all the news that I had noted of the week, besides Miami falling into the ocean, becoming Atlantis.
The only thing that I have, because my computer is going to make me reboot here, there is a petition online. Since we had talked about E3 and games last week.
Yep.
The Division, the game from Tom Clancy / Ubisoft. There's a petition to get it on the PC, and it's currently got, I think it started yesterday. Let me see if I can find a quick timeline of when it started.
Quick timeline.
Never mind, it's been 8 days. It has 95,000 supporters, though.
95,000.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
You think they'll do it?
I hope so. And are you using OnePass at all anymore? Or did you even?
OnePass, yeah.
Do you still use it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually pondering. I'm probably going to be purchasing LastPass, actually, using their subscription service. Cause
it's
then
like
it goes,
$12 a year, right?
Yeah, and then it works on mobile,
right,
as well.
Oh, I thought you already were.
Mm-mm.
Just freemium.
Yeah, free. It's turned into my most used, most trusted app that I use daily basis.
Nice.
So I was like, you know what? These guys, I think they deserve my monies. So that's my story.
It's pretty cheap. It's $1 a month.
Yeah. It's hard to complain. So, with that.
And it's good to be safe.
That is our show for this fine.
Hot
June
day.
20th.
Summer starts tomorrow.
Super moon on Sunday.
23rd.
Yep. It's largest and closest full moon of the year. Closest for the next, like, 3 years.
Whoa.
Longest day of the year tomorrow.
Maybe, yeah. Then they're getting shorter again.
Yep. Does that make you feel excited? Does that make you feel get excited at all? Yeah, no.
I like it, because I like fall.
See, but this summer has been so crappy.
I mean, it's been rainy, but yeah. I would rather have it that than this.
Have you been outside of your grandparents' house?
Yeah.
Is there like 10 million mosquitoes?
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of mosquitoes. You should see Owen's, like, because he reacts.
Pretty
like,
bad.
Mad. His legs are just like giant welts like this all over it, and I'm like, I feel bad for the kid, but
yeah,
you get used to it eventually, right?
It's pretty... What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, apparently.
That's what I hear. But anyways.
With that, follow us on Facebook.
At facebook.com/bleedgeek.
Or maybe do a hashtag search for #bleedgeek.
Or what was it?
Suck it.
Suck it haters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out. See what's happening.
Test out some hashtags. Annoy some people.
Yeah. You could follow us. On Tumblr, owned by Yahoo.
Bleedgeek.tumblr.yahoo.com. Just kidding, there's no .yahoo in there.
Good one.
Thanks.
See what you did there.
Or you can follow our individual Tumblrs. You don't have one, actually.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, but I put like two things on it, and then I just used the Bleed Geek one as
Makes
my
sense.
Own. I had, because I made a Tumblr.
We'll wait for that then.
Like forever ago.
Gotcha.
I'm sure you can figure out what it is.
Oh, what? Follow us on Twitter. At Bleed Geek.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can follow us individually on Tumblr, Instagram, and Twitter.
And Vine.
And Vine. Vine, I'm just Crandall, I believe. No, I'm the Crandall.
Sick burn.
I think I'm the Crandall.
He doesn't even know.
I don't.
Well, you probably used your Twitter login, so you probably didn't change it from whatever Twitter was. Or maybe you're like me with Tapestry, and I was like, Mike's available.
Except then you went back and...
I didn't change it yet.
No?
Because I don't ever use it, so I don't really care. It's just funny.
You're just going to camp on it? Maybe won't. Somebody's going to buy it from you? You're like, haha, suckers.
Yeah. Apparently it's supposed to be a good... Anyway, I'm at Mike037.
I'm at the Crandall.
As always, we thank you for listening, and have a good night. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Xbox 180.